Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman. Harrison's on the ones and twos in for Austin. And DP is here in full effect. We are Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, a butcher shop. Three locations, or actually two locations in Lincoln, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. One up there in Omaha in the Metro, 168th and Maple. We are live in effect here at 1040 O Street, the mecca of sports radio in the state of Nebraska. DP read the riot act of, not the riot act, but just laying down the law earlier today.
Oh, man.
On the captain show about the lineup. Did you hear it, Harrison?
I missed that one.
Yeah, I was headed somewhere. He was like, hey, listen, I'm just letting you know what time it is. He's like, I'm taking my lineup. We can just go out there and battle. And you know what's funny? I was watching, I think it came on TBS? Or maybe I saw a link on Twitter. Was Beat Street, right? And they were playing Jam On It when they started to have they would get together. This is back when we'd go to roller skating rinks, Harrison, way before your time.
Hey, right? We had one back in Harrington.
Okay,
shout out,
okay.
Skyline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But were you guys breakdancing, though? You had breakdancing crew?
Wedding.
That's the same thing. Because they battle in that wedding sometimes, right? The in-laws and outlaws and all that. Well, then they'd get together, and that would be their lineup, and they would you had to make sure you had dudes that could really breakdance. So that's what a DP was like, listen, my boys could pop a lock on you. So...
No, it's real. Like it's a thing. And Harrison has been in enough late nights where we had to explain to people what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And Harrison has had to hold down the fort for student athletes who come in the door and they're not real sure. And I'll do the first couple of episodes with them to get them comfortable. And then one week I'll just say, swim. Mm-hmm. It's like Karate Kid. Like one day we out here. You know, sand the floor. The reality is when I tell you, Danielson, focus. Throw hands.
Yeah.
That's what this is. And we have a lineup from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight that I'll put up against. Go find a station in the country. You go ahead. And I don't care if it's an NFL city. I don't care. There's certainly no comparison in the college sports market. And that includes, I'm calling y'all out, and y'all can clip this. There ain't no stations in Columbus, Ohio, like this. There's no stations in Ann Arbor, Michigan, boo, like this. There's certainly none across the border in Iowa. There's none in Wisconsin. There's none. Like, listen, all the Big Ten schools, no. Go down south, is there a Georgia station that does what we do in Athens, Georgia? Nope. Sure, and I'll line up against them. I'll take our dudes, I'll take our women, I'll take our talent, and I'll match them up with anybody in the country. And guess what? We could come to your town and kick y'all's tail. I'm not worried about it.
Traveling band there, Harrison. You ready to hit the road?
Oh, yeah. We'll do it.
Oh, online. We can do it old school like they did on wrestling. You know, where we get it, we bring our remotes and we just sit outside of other stations and blare our stuff, right? Like, we just show up like the NWO and right. We out here like, listen, let me explain this to you. We take it over. And guess what? There's nothing you can do about it.
That's funny.
I like this crew. I just wanted to say I was proud of it. Of course, Jay, you hold it down, and I'm grateful and appreciative. I have to try. Harrison, what's that shoes that you wear?
Like 11s, 12s, anywhere between there.
See, this is, Jay, lemon it is.
Lemon it depends on the brand. Sometimes it's the perfect 11, you know, sometimes true. It's the 12. It's weird.
Yeah, man, because you got some.
These half-size people mess things up in the world.
I said 11 or 12.
Yeah. No,
I didn't go 11 and a half.
Well, this is the funny thing, is that that's what half-size people do. I can ask Jay, what size shoes you wear?
And Nike, just 15. The 15. See,
ain't no in between.
Ain't no in between. Yeah, that's the fallback 15.
Yeah, just make them big enough. That's all.
Yeah, you know what's funny is the cat. We was out at Scissors and Scotch. This dude came. He's like, man, he's like, anybody ever told you got big feet?
Yes.
I said, you know what that means, right? He looked at me crazy.
He's like, big Adidas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. But anyways, you got coming Friday in about 3 days. We're gonna be up there at Blur College World Series DP. It is finally set.
We know.
We'll go through the teams. I saw you tweeted out. I guess it's the SEC, and ACC. It's mm-hmm. North Carolina, mm-hmm. Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say those teams know each other. Then there's Tennessee, Florida State, Kentucky, North Carolina State, Texas A&M, and Florida. Man, they got the market cornered. Florida, I want to ask you about this. I think Nebraska baseball had a very productive year, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes when your arms ain't on, and then I think, you know, Florida's arms pitched better than they had, and they got hot with the bats. I mean, heck, when you lose the game, you lose 17-11, you guys say, okay, we just need to pitch better, feel mm-hmm. better. What are you taking? I think Florida is on a hot streak right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're playing really well. I think they're equivalent of a wild card team, and they're making it to the Super Bowl. Or deep in the playoffs. But it also lets you know, in a lot of ways, how well Nebraska is trending. Obviously, with the Big Ten, obviously being able to, look, you dookie down your leg the first game. There's no other way around. Doesn't matter who's pitching, you got the brakes beat on you. But to bounce back and win it, go in there and really take the task to Florida and be that close. I never got to ask you about it. Obviously, it's been a little bit of time, but Florida making it obviously brings it back up. What are your feelings on how close Nebraska is and maybe what they could do or doing to be a Florida, get hot at the right time, bats, arms, and situation?
Jokingly with Austin, the moment I saw Florida in day one of the regional, and I asked him a question kind of jokingly, I was like, wait a minute, so they don't blood test in SEC and ACC, do they?
Yeah, them dudes look like they just been. I mean, the funny thing is, they just look like they just been eating hog mogs, pig feet, and then squatting and like hand cleaning.
Grown man legs.
Yeah.
Grown man arms. It doesn't look the same. And I said that because I said, when you look at Florida, if you tell me 1 through 7 that's a team that was at the bottom of the SEC, I would tell you bumped your head.
Right.
Right? What I loved about Florida was that they were gangster at the plate. They swang,
That's their thing. That's what got them into trouble with the poor record, too. But when you get hot like that, it works.
Hot bats, man, it is a real thing. And to imagine that they went 500 in the SEC, where you had the, you know, you had 1, 2, 5, 7, 10. Right. Like, you had some dudes.
Right.
What Nebraska ran into, now, and it wouldn't have mattered because no matter if you go to the regional, you're going to find, look, you're going to get an SEC or an ACC team. That was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they weren't playing at home when they did it.
Yeah.
You.
And you played a team that was getting hot and healthy at the right time for them in the right time. That's not the best matchup to have.
They chased Oklahoma State out of their own crib.
Easily.
Like that, I mean, to get what it was. So for Nebraska, yeah, there's some things that you have to work on. There's some depth issue. And I love the fact we'll be able to, like, I talked to Cal Perry for a bit. And he said, you know, it's a perfect exit for him because he threw, in his mind, he threw three pitches late in that game against Florida. And they all got chopped. Like, they all, like, he was like, oh, tell me that my stuff ain't good enough without telling me my stuff ain't good enough. Because he threw three great pitches. He was like,
it. He said they got chopped.
Like, it was like, wait a minute. Those are out pitches in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Or those are fly balls. One dude went oppo.
And let me ask you this. Is that, what's more important, right? Retooling the roster and say, okay, we got to go and get, you know, maybe a guy that throws instead of coming out of high school, I don't know what, 88, 90 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or really, really getting the team to understand the learning experience. Right. So when I always look at it like this, it's like, you know, when you roll into your first training camp, you think you're a big bad dude. You think you, well, when you look over there and see Ted Washington and then you see Jamie Nails and then you see Reuben Brown, you're like, you know what? Them dudes I was going against in college, they was just average dudes. This is what I need to work on. I need to make sure this part of my body is better for next year. I got to actually, you know, really focus on my flexibility, whatever it is. Do you think, in my opinion, I think that's more important because if he's preaching something that you like, you know, if we want to catch up, we can't operate like we have any. Every day is bottom of the ninth World Series.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, so Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, et cetera, they're in the gauntlet from day one. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they're the host towns for teams that want to get out of the Northeast because it's cold.
Right.
And then you got to travel down there and play them on their turf, again, getting them familiar and staying comfortable. And it's a big deal for Ohio State to go down and play Florida. It would not be a big deal for Florida to travel to Columbus. Not a big deal. We see that. You can throw your ace at us. Your ace, the ace at Ohio State, is probably the number three guy at Florida.
So, okay, so now with that being said, Harrison and DB, how do you work around it? Because if you want to make sure that you could possibly get through Omaha, you can't say, okay, well, this is what we have. We have to be okay with it. Or we got to get lucky with, you know, Oklahoma. You know, we got to go earn it. Mm-hmm. I just feel there's a way to get out. I think if you try to adopt that, this is what I think. If you try to, and this is the reason why I think it could work, because I saw it happen in the Big Ten in football. When Urban Meyer came, he also, obviously he put together a phenomenal staff, right? He was very motivated and all this other stuff, right? But what he did is he changed the mentality tenfold. And he elevated the Big Ten, which was on the uptick, but he leapfrogged the Big Ten to right there at some years higher than the SEC, but now right there below them, and there is separation between those two. And I think as much as that teams put in more in their recruiting budget and NIL and transfer portal, the Big Ten benefited off. This is the one positive thing I think he did. I think Urban Meyer lost his way when he got to Jacksonville, and however he left Ohio State is because of the coach. I think he changed the mentality at that time, 1 through 14. Now, some were slow to the process, but for the other teams, he said, listen, I am coming straight from Florida, and I'm showing you how we did it, how they recruited, right, how they pushed the players, the standard, and more importantly, the mentality. Because you got to think, he brought it from Utah because the way that they pimp-slapped Alabama down there in the Sugar Bowl, but it went to another level at Florida, and then he brought it to Ohio State, where Ohio State could say, okay, you want to go score for score? I can do that. If you want to go and play up in the snow, I can do that. If you want to play on a bowl game when I actually get 3 weeks or whatever it is to prepare for you, I will out-coach you, and then I'll situational football you to death. I can do that. I think if you adopt that, I think you could change your program just as fast.
Well, I mean, Urban went in and cleaned Utah. So that Utah transition happened pretty quickly.
Sure.
And the philosophy, like that verbiage. But his thing was, and you may not like this, but Urban said, it's not the young people. It's the coaches.
Right. That's the mentality.
He said, listen, every day, off season or in season, I'm going to challenge the coaches. You got to win your day every day. Every day. Right. Listen, if you've got those types of coaches, the level of government, and his coaching tree from Utah was pretty strong.
Oh, yeah.
That if you're putting those coaches against each other every day, the players see how hard the coaches are working.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you're gonna copy what you like see.
And every day,
why leadership
every day he would report. Wide receivers had a great day against cornerbacks. Cornerbacks, you got your tails kicked. Get better today. Tight ends against safeties. This is how it matched up. This is the grade. And it started with the coaches standing up front, being held accountable for it.
Right.
And listen, for a player to have your coordinator get up there, the offensive coordinator getting chewed out in front of the defensive coordinator because his boys thumped your behind yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you going to get better? And one, not only point it out, but to make them accountable and say, what are you going to do to fix it?
Right.
And that was how he changed Utah. They didn't all of a sudden get better players.
No, Alex Smith
was the third quarterback sitting on the bench holding a clipboard. But under the new leadership, Alex Smith was like, "Oh,
yeah,
I think we work it."
I think it's the mentality. It's the mental. Like the thing that he did really, really well, and this is what Coach Osmore did. Really, this is what all great coaches do. Nick Saban does it all the time too. And there's that story about Nick Saban where he would never change his practice before kids went home before a bowl game. If it's at 4 o'clock, it's at 4 o'clock. I don't care who it is or what. I guess there was a kid that had to go to California. And so he didn't change the practice time. He changed a little bit of it to where Lane Kiffin could get him in and nine on set or goal line, short yardage. And there was one flight out. Well, then Nick Saban got on the phone and made it happen. Like, hey, you holding this plane, this dude got to go to California so he can get back so we can go win a national championship, right? But it's the standard and the mentality change of what's to be expected day in and day out. So if you're, like, you can't be circumstantial, right? And you know, I coach, my players. Mm-hmm. Either you're going to be demanding 100% of the time or you can't be it all the time. So that means if you're demanding the best out of the coaches, then you can demand the best out of the players. But what he did when he came to the Big Ten is that he sent shockwaves through the whole Big Ten, the way he attacked recruiting, the way he attacked, changed the mentality in Ohio State. Because before he got there, people thought Ohio State was soft. They had really good individual players, but could never match up to a physical white knuckle game. You know what I mean? Because they would have, you know, the funny thing is that it was Ohio State and Tennessee. They would go, say, 9-3, 10-2, and have like 10 guys drafted in the first two rounds. How do you lose, you know, how do you lose the teams like that? So what he did was, I feel he changed how everybody else had to operate because he wasn't changing. There's tons of stories where I was talking about that. Terry McLaurin, who's the number one receiver for the Washington Commanders, went to Ohio State's camp. The wide receiver coach at the time thought they needed to offer him. Best guy at the camp by far. You know, maybe he dropped a couple, and I think maybe Urban didn't like the way he caught the ball or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and Urban calls him in there and was like, you know, I'm not going to offer you a scholarship. I don't think you're good enough. But you know what? If you go back and you say you run this in the 40 and you catch, you know, 300 balls and you catch it more and you come back, I'll let you know. He didn't turn the page too quick, but that's the standard that he already set in that kid before he even got on campus, right? He also set the standard, whatever, with that coach, Smith, is that, yes, you probably are right, but we're going to do it at the right time. And so I think that's if you could do that maybe in baseball and looking at them dudes, okay, we need to start a little early. Maybe we need to keep going a little bit later.
Yeah, I think you need to set the standard in the Big Ten right now.
You got a chance to, right?
Yeah, you turn up the heat. I mean, you just won it this year. You look at Penn State. They just lost 8 dudes in the transfer portal. Nebraska, right. You got a lot of guys coming back. I think we only got 3 guys in the portal for Nebraska baseball right now. Like, if you want to become respectable, you got to turn up the heat in the Big Ten. And then naturally, you'll create that gauntlet. Like, you have to be the team that's going to elevate the standard in the conference. Because the Big Ten's, what, 3? You're going to go SEC, ACC, Big Ten. You might even try to argue Pac-12.
Right.
But it's got, I mean, Nebraska right
well,
now.
Well, Big 12 is legit. Like let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska's issue is Nebraska, in whatever sport we're talking about, Nebraska accepts. Nebraska accepts, and I'm just not a member of the accept less is okay world.
Accept,
like I just don't like. Wait a minute, Will Bolt. Like, what if you're a Texas guy and you have access? There's enough Texas players where you can build and beat everybody in the Big Ten Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And the mission is to beat everybody in the Big Ten Conference. I'm not trying to get by in the Big Ten Conference. I need the Big Ten Conference to help me prepare for the regional at home because I'm thumping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else, I don't understand. I'm not losing to Creighton. I'm not losing to Creighton. I'm sorry. I'm not losing to Creighton. I'm not losing to Omaha. Listen, my jaw dropped. I watched Georgetown, who has a third, maybe 25% of the resources that Nebraska has. And Edwin Thompson got 35 wins out of a group of guys that if you saw them walking down the street, you'd say my high school team could beat them. They went to Omaha, swept Creighton immediately after Creighton had just beat Nebraska. There's a way to get done what needs to get done. Take the step. Like, whatever that step is, take the steps. I need to beat Creighton in Omaha, and I need to be dominant in the Big Ten. If that's more arms, I have resources, and I need to focus. If that bigger bats, I have resources. Tell me what the number is. Know what the number is. Ohio State and Michigan figured out, hey, $23 million is a number that makes us in the conversation for winning a national title. What is our number? What's Nebraska's number in any sport? And if you don't know it, you're not trying. And you're certainly not going to achieve. You're accepted.
Yeah, I mean, that's 23 mil. Let's see how that 23 mil.
And you know that 23 mil is really 30.
Let's see how it works.
It's really 30.
Let's see how that works.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out real soon. But what we're going to do before that is we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to jump into a little off-season news. We're going to do some NFL stuff and then see what it's like right now. Harrison, these mandatory mini camps. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, Old School. We'll be right back.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards. And say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.